Christian entrepreneurs know that the secular world does not always understand their faith, and the church does not always understand their grind. My friend Amos Johnson is the founder of Church for Entrepreneurs, a podcast that teaches Christian entrepreneurs the word so they can grow their faith to succeed at their entrepreneurial calling. Amos believes that God has given him a calling to help Christian entrepreneurs succeed, and he truly believes that a fulfilled life comes from clearly knowing what God has called you to and doing it. You have tuned in to Debt Free Wealth Radio with Trudy Behrman. Thank you for taking me along with you as you're listening in on the mobile phone, on the web, or through our syndicated outlets. Welcome. I teach biblical strategies of stewardship, such as money, resources, time, and stewardship of the body. And I do this with the hope to encourage you to change or improve for the better, because prosperity is not promised, but it is within reach. Today's topic is iron sharpens iron. Just for your information, there is an online church for entrepreneurs. So I'm going to play the submission from Amos Johnson for his Church for Entrepreneurs. So give me a moment. Let me load that up.
Hey, Trudy, thanks for inviting me to be on your podcast today. Today, I want to share with your audience about business, and business particularly from a Christian entrepreneurship perspective. For those in your audience who may not know me, my name is Amos Johnson. I'm the founder of the Church of Entrepreneurs, and the Church of Entrepreneurs is a daily 10-minute podcast that teaches entrepreneurs of faith the word so they can grow in their faith to achieve the mountain of their entrepreneurship calling. Now, inside of that calling of teaching Christian entrepreneurs the word, also part of that calling is to really kind of be an evangelist for Christians starting their own business. Now, this vision that I had came about because of a scripture I read in Genesis. It's in Genesis 30:30, and it's the story of Laban and Jacob. If you don't know the story, I'm going to describe it to you a little bit here. Now, Jacob had worked for Laban for 14 years, and the reason he was working for 14 years was because he wanted to marry one of the daughters of Laban. And so at the end of 14 years, he asked Laban this one question, or really was a statement. He said, "Your house has increased while I've been working here, but mine has not." And so basically what he recognized that Jacob was working in Laban's business for so long that Laban's business had increased greatly, but Jacob's own personal family assets has not increased. And so under this revelation, he's getting ready to walk away from his job as an employee with Laban, but Laban recognized that it's because of Jacob's being in his business that he's so successful. So he really begs Jacob to stay. But Jacob tells Laban, "I'm not going to stay and work for you for hire as an employee anymore." So he makes a deal with Laban and said, "Hey, I'll stay and work and tend your flock, but a percentage of what I make is going to be mine to keep." Sounds similar, right? Sounds similar to the story of the richest man in Babylon, right? Well, a percentage of what you made is yours to keep. So what Jacob was doing was he told Laban that, "I no longer want to be a wage employee for you. I want to be a commission employee. So as much as I produce, I partake in the up of that." And when I saw that, and then when you read to the end of the story, you see that God said that at the end of that time, Jacob became very rich. He didn't become rich in the 14 years prior because he was just an employee making a certain wage every single year. But the moment Jacob started participating in entrepreneurship and taking a percentage of the production that his efforts produce, he was able to grow and become very rich. And that word that I saw in Genesis sparked a fire in me to let me know that a lot of us, we're out here, we're fighting for careers, we're fighting for jobs, and what we're doing is we're fighting for limited prosperity. If we want to take the caps off of prosperity, we have to venture into some form of entrepreneurship realm that allows us to generate a percentage of the efforts that we produce. So everybody may not go out and start your own full-fledged business, but some of you guys could turn to sales consultants, commission-based employees. But in some way, you got to be able to participate in the economic system where what you produce is directly proportional to what you make. And we got to be able to get into that. And the reason this works scripturally is because that the word tells us that the blessing of the Lord is on the work of our hands. And the work of your hands is wherever you put your hands to work. So in Jacob's case, his hands was in Laban's business. And because his hands was in Laban's business increased. But Jacob's own personal assets did not. But the moment Jacob put his hands on his business, Jacob increased financially as well. So in the same way, when you think about your hands as an employee, your hands is in your company's business. And the company that you're working for, they're prospering because the blessing of the Lord is on you and your hands are in their corporation. However, what I'm being an evangelist for now is that I want you to take your hands and I want you to put your hands on your own stuff. I want to put your hands on your own vision. And I want to put your hands on your own vision and allow the blessing of the Lord that's already on you to transfer to something that's going to grow you financially versus growing somebody else financially. And that's really the whole crux of Christian entrepreneurship, is this really concept of making this switch from a limited prosperity mindset as an employee to an unlimited prosperity mindset as somebody who's participating in some form of entrepreneurship venture. Now, I always use the word some form of entrepreneurship venture because God has given everybody different types of callings. Now, some people have a calling to go start a high-tech, venture-backed technology firm. Other people may be creating lifestyle businesses. Other people may be having maybe part-time entrepreneurs with side jobs on the side. Either way you fit in the spectrum, it's just that I'm asking you to put your hands on something that's yours and allow the blessing to grow and increase that so you can benefit and really receive the prosperity that God has for you while allowing the blessing to flow through those avenues. Hey, Trudy, thanks for giving this opportunity to speak to your audience on your podcast. If anybody want to connect with me, just go to churchofentrepreneurs.com and you get all the details about who I am, the Church of Entrepreneurs, and just connect. You guys have a great day and I'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you so much, Amos. And guys, this is why I do what I do, because these kinds of collaborations are just awesome, freaking fantastic. Over here at Debt Free Wealth Radio, you know that the whole focus here is debt-free wealth, prosperity, biblical stewardship. So I was personally blessed by what Amos shared with us today. I hope you were too. Definitely check out Church for Entrepreneurs. And I have my own little promotion that I want to stick in here, guys. I have not monetized this radio station on purpose because I want to retain the full right to determine what is shared and what is not. And when something is priceless, you have more of that freedom. So if you are interested in being, especially if you're a Christian entrepreneur, would like to share your product, program, you know, mission, whatever, to this kind of audience, please connect with me, Trudy Behrman, over here at debtfreewealthradio.com. Also, I'm offering a free promotion of an up to 90 seconds of a free ad. Free. Now, it's free in terms of no money out of your wallet, but I am asking for some social interaction in exchange. So it's kind of like a value exchange. If that is of interest to you, I will have a link here on this show description page, however you found this today. But you will find a link to that as well and information how that works over at debtfreewealthradio.com. So I have one other quick message to share with you, and it's right in keeping with the whole concept of doing something for yourself. And here, listen to this message from Joan.
Thank you, Trudy, for this opportunity to share my story with your listeners. My name is Joanne, and I'm a busy mom of three young boys. And this time last year, I was returning to work from my third mat leave, and I was smiling on the outside but dying on the inside. I was fatigued and constantly getting sick. And a dear friend of mine from university, Satvir, shared with me this great nutritional program and superfood system that she had used to lose 50 pounds after the birth of her second son. And I looked at it, and I was really impressed with the quality of the system and the ease of it and simplicity of incorporating it into my daily lifestyle. And so I jumped on it, and I'm so glad I did, because within the first week, I was sleeping better, I was breathing better, and within the first 30 days of being on the program, my energy was back through the roof. I could keep up with my kids. And so now it's my mission to help those like me, who were like me, who are looking for a solution. You can find me on Facebook, Power Through Nutrition with Joanne, or you can give me a call at 418-559-4120. 418-559-4120. Thank you, Trudy.
Okay, so that was a message from Joanne, and just that was also an example of a 90-second free ad here on Debt Free Wealth Radio. Let me just say that just because the ad is shared does not mean that I endorse or support the particular opportunity that was shared. But this is your opportunity as a Christian entrepreneur to get your word and message out to a wider audience. So feel free to connect with me over here at trudybearman.com or at debtfreewealthradio.com to see how you too can share your message with a wider audience for $0 out of your pocket. However, I will ask for some social media interactions with me and on my sites. I think that's a fair trade-off. And I wish all Christian entrepreneurs your absolute success. And like Amos said, you know, businesses are being blessed because we are showing up. It's the same way that Joseph blessed Potiphar's house. Guys, when we show up, the companies that we put our hand to are blessed. We're never, ever going to receive a fair compensation for that, but that is our blessing. So no, nothing wrong with having a job, guys, especially if it's one that you do love. However, please be sure to consider that using your calling towards a greater possibility of abundance coming to you, an unlimited, uncapped possibility, because as Amos pointed out, when you have a J-O-B, you do have usually if you have a salaried or wage job, you have a limit and a cap to what you can earn. If within that job there's an opportunity to do sales, by all means explore that, and or join an opportunity like what Joanne has shared here, and find a way to make that uncapped, untapped, unlimited income so that God may truly bless you. There's too many broke Christians in the world, guys. There's no reason for this. Jesus promised us life and that much more abundantly. He came here to restore that which we have lost. He came into our depravity. He didn't come to show us depravity. He came into our depravity to restore us to what was always intended for us to enjoy. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for joining me here on Debt Free Wealth Radio. I look forward to connecting with you. I'm super simple to find here, and I do look forward to connect with you.